stars of El Pacifico, Bill Hendricks.
Doug Danger is joining us, and Doug is on with us to talk about a variety of topics related. Can we get that car phone? Is that Bobby Dooley?
Yeah, I'm just talking to her.
We'll get her.
Wait, is she still there?
Yeah, well, the cops are going to come now, and the AAA and the cops.
Is it AAA or the cops?
Well, it's the AAA cops.
There ain't no AAA cops.
Well, what's the truck they send?
It's a tow truck. It's a guy that comes and gets your keys or whatever. What are they going to do?
Well, they're going to send a AAA truck. I thought a AAA cop.
There are no AAA cops. You guys got that right? See? No AAA cops.
Well, the guy's got a badge and everything, don't he?
They got a big star on the side of the truck. That ain't a badge. So what is he going to do?
They're going to come. They're going to Slim Jim the car because there's another key in there.
Where's the other key that she threw in the street?
They're probably just gone. They don't even know where it is. They think it got run over by a truck.
Oh, God. Okay. So is there a cop there, did you say?
No, they're going to have her husband come down, Mr. Dooley. He's on his way down, but he's over at our house putting in a sprinkler system.
Well, he ought to stop at the sprinkler. What time is it, man? The guy's putting in a sprinkler system now? It's 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I guess it was a pretty big job.
Yeah, have him go down and take care of his wife and his sons.
You see what I mean? She's a mess, and she's getting messier. And now she's calling up Cameron Crowe and these other very influential people, throwing your name around, Phil.
I told her she could.
Uh-huh. And trying to get them on the podcast and going, oh, hi, oh, hi. And I can imagine the dirty, just the very loose behavior of the woman. You know how women are. We'll do anything given the right time and place. And I say that as a woman, and I'm not proud of that. But given the right time, the right place, and the right need, we'll do anything.
That sounds pretty promising.
Ooh, get out of here.
I wouldn't touch you, Phil. I mean you, Bud, with Phil's you-know-what.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Three guesses.
In any event, welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show into our new hour. Doug Danger is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about Joe Francis, who called the jury that convicted him, quote, retarded. Jody Arias in the penalty phase. Apparently the jury's been unable to agree on a sentence. And we were sitting there discussing Jody Arias with her dark hair. She's a very pretty woman. She's got that innocent look to her that we were saying is going to sucker some guy out there in America land, and he's going to start writing to her. And what are you pointing at me for?
Well, you're the one that's talking about it.
Well, if it's you, Mr. Henry, you could be the one.
I ain't going to write her. But I'm telling you, she's got the whole look. She's looking like the damsel in distress. She's crying. She feels lousy for herself. She's convicted of whatever the hell it is. And now it says the jury unable to agree on a sentence in the Jody Arias case. So now what they're going to do is they're going to impanel a new jury. She's been bawling like a baby. And I think she presents to the world the look of a woman who is stunned. She doesn't know what's happened to her. She thinks that she's innocent. Oh, my God. And now they're going to, now what are they going to do? They're going to fry me? Oh, goodness gracious. And she's crying. And that's exactly the look that some of these poor clowns out there in America land. I don't know what they're doing, who they are.
I'll tell you exactly who they are. There's a man out there right now, and he's just come in from, and he's parked his tractor or where, whatever, and he's come in from the tractor and the farm fields, and he sits down at his television set. His wife passed on a few years ago. He's a hardworking man. He's wearing overalls. His children are grown. They've moved out. He has, a man that he hires to help him. He goes into the house very tired, dirty hands at the end of a very long day, opening his mail with the TV on in the background, and he looks and he sees her innocent face. And he says, oh, well, I'll write to that girl. She looks like such an... And the next thing you know, the thing, Jody Arias, and he's on the phone to her. Oh, you know, where do you live? Well, I live in Iowa. Oh, that's close to where... Could you send me some money because I don't have any money for the car? And the next thing you know, a man who had a prosperous farm, the memory of his wife hanging in the air around that beautiful home, his children off doing what they do and visiting. But this man, who's so alone, is brought low by the thing. Now, I admit she's very hot, and it might even be worth it, but...
It's not worth it.
Don't throw that at me.
I'm sorry. It's not. What do you mean, worth it? What you just painted there, that picture you just painted, worth it? That guy can't be that stupid. Any man that was able to carve out a life that you just expressed?
Yeah, he's not going to fall for some skank what wants more money on a commissary.
Well, what do you know about it?
I wouldn't even... Well...
Take a look at her, bud. Wouldn't you want a shot with that?
She is kind of nice.
Hey, ma'am.
Are you nuts or something? If I ever find out that you're writing her letters, believe me when I tell you, man.
You can't tell me who to write letters to and everything like that.
I'm not going to tell you who to write letters to. But if I find out you're writing letters to her, I'll fire you.
Gee, that's against the law. You can't... That's discrimination based on the love of a man for a girl.
For a what?
A dead girl.
A dead girl?
No, a girl.
That's not what you said. You went Galil.
Yeah, I was thinking about The Hobbit, and I thought about Galil. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So that is Doug Danger will be with us here in a moment. Galil. I've heard of Gollum, but...
There was a Galil, too.
All right, so that's Doug will be... Jennifer Aniston plays a stripper but doesn't get nude in We're the Millers. Jennifer Aniston's got a great publicist. I say that with the greatest of respect. I wish her nothing but success, but I don't really think these movies are... Okay. Marijuana, the next diabetes drug. All that and more coming up here on The Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier joining us on the line here from Orange County, California. Doug, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Phil, real good.
All right, so we've got here Joe Francis in trouble, and then we have the Amanda Byers. Let's go ahead with Joe Francis first.
All right, well, one day after Joe Francis declared that the jury that convicted him for assault was, quote, mentally effing retarded and should all be lined up and shot, the Girls Gone Wild founder has something else to add. He was only kidding. On Thursday, Francis issued a statement to the Hollywood Reporter apologizing for his appalling comments. I deeply regret the remarks attributed to me. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil. I also got this for on behalf of the Orange County Courier. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I told Joe Francis' people, I said, look, you're going to deal with me. You deal with me and only me. Don't deal with anybody else over at the Orange County Courier because I want to make sure they know they're dealing with a gay man. And
no, then why is that important?
Why is it important? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Oh, so, all right.
Are we going to have this argument again?
No, I just wondered if there was some other reason.
No, there's no... I'm a gay man. I'm gay, all right? You know that much, don't you?
Yes, I know that, Doug. You know by now I know that.
All right, don't go all... When you start going off on your homophobia, man...
There's nothing homophobic about what I'm saying. I just wanted to know why you call the Hollywood Reporter...
It's not the Hollywood Reporter, man. It's the Hollywood Reporter.
I know it's the Hollywood Reporter. Why you call them up... And tell them I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, send it to me. Is there a reason for that?
Because I'm the entertainment reporter, I'm the entertainment writer and director at the Orange County Courier, and I'm gay. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. All right, so let me get back to the story. You sidetracked me enough.
Oh, sorry.
The Hollywood Reporter, Francis, said on Thursday issued a statement saying he deeply regretted the remarks attributed to me in the interview with the Hollywood Reporter. They were hurtful and do not reflect my true feelings. While I disagree with the jury's verdict as I am completely innocent of the charges and intend to appeal, I was afforded a fair trial, and if I lose at the appellate level, I will reluctantly but fully accept the jury's verdict. On May 6th, Francis was found guilty of 3 counts of false imprisonment, 1 count of assault, 1 count of dissuading a witness from reporting, stemming from a 2011 incident in which 3 women claimed Francis refused to let them leave his Hollywood mansion.
Now, let me ask you something, man. This guy was convicted of a dissuading a witness, so this cat was in touch with the witnesses?
That's right. That dissuading a witness, I think, is the same thing as jury tampering. This more specific, being in specific contact with a witness and so forth. That's a pretty serious crime, and as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can tell you, here's a guy that's a heterosexual. He's a heterosexual man. He's been convicted of crimes based upon his heterosexual activity at Hollywood Mansion. This guy is tampering with witnesses. He's doing everything. And yet, if I was a gay man, if I'm gay, I am gay, then if I'm there on trial for tampering with a jury and having girls coming through my place, and...
Well, if you'd have guys.
I wouldn't know. I'd have the girl. No, not necessarily. I'd have girls.
Why?
Because they're models. Maybe I want to talk to them and sign them to con. Who knows? So, you know.
So you're a gay man and a gay journalist. You'd have 3 women. You wouldn't let them leave your mansion.
Right. What's unusual about that?
Well, why? What about having men there?
I would never be caught in my mansion with men. I mean, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but most of the people I interact with in society are either females or men. Most of them are straight. I do have gay friends. I have gay relationships. But if I'm going to have women coming through my place. I'm going to have gay men. First of all, I need to keep up appearances for my neighbors. Second of all, I want to make sure that I've got all of Hollywood and all of the entertainment business focused on my place if I need to do interviews. And I'm not going to get all these interviews if I've got nothing but boys running through there. So I got women, and I got lots of them. Now, if I don't let them get out of my mansion, it's because I want to interview them.
Okay, so in any event...
I can see how serious this is. They claimed that he refused to let him leave his Hollywood mansion. And here's the thing. If he had sex with him, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, if I have sex with a woman, I'm going to damn sure make sure that she's not going to tell anybody, because then it's going to come down like a rape as soon as the cops show up.
Wait a minute, Doug.
This is weird.
You're a gay man and a gay journalist. If you have sex with a woman,
yeah.
Are you bisexual?
You know something, man? What has that got to do with it? That's a personal question, man.
You just got done... Personal? You're telling me you're gay, okay?
Oh, here we go. So you don't like me saying that I'm gay?
No, but then you turn around and tell me you're having sex.
If I've got three beautiful women in my mansion, what do you think I'm going to do? Get real, man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That doesn't mean that I'm dumb.
Well, that doesn't sound like what a gay guy would do.
Oh, well, why don't you enlighten me on what gay guys do? Go ahead. I want to hear this. This is great. I've been gay, and I've been out for about 6 weeks. But you know more about it, so go ahead.
Well, there's not a gay man that I know who talks about having sex with women.
Well, you know one now. And I'll tell you something, Phil. Having sex with women is a convenience. Yes, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, you're going to have sex with men. You prefer that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I prefer to have sex with other gay journalists. That's because I'm devoted to my job. So as a gay man and a gay journalist, I would only have sex with other gay journalists. Now, barring that, you have sex with beautiful women. Barring that, you have sex with average-looking women. And then barring that, you have sex with gays that are not in your profession. So there's a pecking order.
Well, I didn't hear any of this, Doug. Is this new?
What do you mean, is it new? What are you, all of a sudden, like, we just published it last week? It's the way things are.
The way things are is that you first and foremost have sex with gay journalists.
Yeah, only gay journalists.
And if there's none available, then you have sex with only beautiful women.
Only beautiful women. If none of them are available, then I go down to the next level, which is average-looking women. And then I have sex with gay men who are not journalists. And then I have sex with, then I'm back to ugly women.
All right, I got to take a break. Doug Danger is with us here as we are talking about Joe Francis, who is a straight man, a straight producer, and who was convicted the other day for a variety of crimes. He called the jury retarded, and now he's taking it back. And, he hasn't even been sentenced yet. So this cat is, he's not acting all that intelligently. We'll be back with Doug Danger and more on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
I'm talking about being
the Phil
gay,
Henry
you know?
Show.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We have a photo gallery up by way of a TV guide. Doug Danger is on the line with us here to talk about some of the entertainment news that's been going on. But you really, Doug, I'm sorry, but I'm fascinated by this whole concept that you are a gay man and a gay journalist with a pecking order as to sexual partners.
You know, the more we talk about this, the more off track we're getting. I'm on here to talk about Joe Francis. I'm on here to talk about Jody Arias. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, Phil, and because I am also the number one, I am the entertainment director at the Orange County Courier, you're getting me sidetracked with a whole lot of, you know, questions.
Well, Doug, we want to find... You said you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yes, I said I'm a gay man and a gay... I've been saying it ever since I met you people.
I know that, but then you say you have sex with women.
You got to understand something. You people don't know what you're talking... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been telling you that you got it from the... Turn that down, will you, honey? I got my niece and nephew here again this week. Turn that down. You got to turn it down because I'm on the radio. I'm talking on the radio. My niece and nephew. And did you do your homework? Did you do your homework? Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, hey, man. You know what? Hey. Jody, did you do your homework? Then you turn off that TV till you do your homework. Did you do your homework? All right. Anyway, so I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, here's the thing. If I'm gay, then I'm going to have sex with gays. And as a gay journalist, I have sex with a gay journalist.
Let me ask you, if a guy is a gay mechanic,
yeah,
does he only have sex with gay mechanics?
You tend to go in that direction, sure. Look, you're a straight radio personality. How many radio personality girlfriends have you had?
I've had a few.
Aha! See, so that proves it.
I'm not looking for them, though. I'm not going, uh-oh, better only have a relationship with a female in the radio business.
Yeah, well, that's what you say. So I have sex with gay, you know, it's none of your business, by the way. My gay partners are gay journalists, then beautiful, only beautiful women, only top-notch beautiful women. And I'm talking about top-of-the-line, creme de la creme. And, you know, and that's just the way it is.
You know, I want to ask you something, Doug. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, if you're going out with a beautiful woman and she's going out with you instead of a straight man who wanted to date her, do you ever get these straight guys that are angry at you?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times. But what are they going to do about it? You know, I don't, look, I don't take no mess. And if I want to go out with a straight woman, and I'm a gay man, gay journalist, and even if I had sex with her, I got stopped by a guy who was coming out of a girl's apartment one morning, and I'm a gay man, okay? Okay, Phil?
Yes, Doug, yes.
Oh, man, what a...
I'm not a homophobe. I know you're...
Yeah, you almost said straight.
You did, Mr. Henry. You almost said straight.
Gay. I know you're gay.
All right. I'm coming out of this girl's apartment, and guess what? Here comes the boyfriend. He gets out of this car. He gets out of a Volkswagen and walks over and goes, were you, you know, it's such, that's none of your business, shorty. And he said, well, you know, I heard you're gay. I said, yeah. He goes, are you up there having sex with my girlfriend? I said, she doesn't look like it's your girlfriend right now. I said, I just got out of her bed. And on top of that, man, yes, I have been AIDS tested. Is that what you wanted to ask me? And he's all, well, never mind. And he got back in the car. So,
but one of these guys is going to pull a gun on you, man. Or worse.
Don't worry about it. And you get all overly dramatic about this stuff, Phil. I'm just trying to tell you, I go out with gay journalists. I go out with beautiful women. Then the next step is I go out with average-looking women, and then I go out with gay anything else, mostly auto mechanics and elevator operators. And
elevator operators?
Yeah, way down the social. And then the last of the last, I go out with ugly girls, and then I then I look at magazines. So that's the pecking order there, and I just think you need to get with it, and you don't know what's going on. Now, Joe Francis... I looked at Joe Francis, and I said, there's a guy that's asking for trouble when he called the jury effing retarded, because when they come back, they're going to throw the book at this guy.
But Joe Francis has been beating the rap on all kinds of things, it seems like, for a long time. He's still a very wealthy man, apparently, and seems to have a charmed life.
Well, I don't think he'll be charmed for very long. Joe Francis is one of these guys. He ought to be gay. If ever I saw a straight guy that would do way better gay, it's Joe Francis. I think it's a waste of straight. I think Joe Francis is a waste of a straight gene. Now, I know he's a successful businessman, and I don't fault him for that. But when it comes to his relationships with women, he would be way better off being on the bottom as a gay.
Oh man, it sounds to me like you got a real problem with him.
No, I don't have a problem at all.
Well, but that sort of makes sense.
You better believe it makes sense. Joe, if you're listening, Joe, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm telling you, you'd be way better off being a bottom guy in a gay relationship. Now.
All right, let's move on then, okay?
All right, well, I'm just trying to tell you. Now, the other thing is this Jody Arias case. Now, you brought up something I think is very interesting, and I've been at the Jody Arias, off and on, I've been trying to go into Arizona for this case. I got 9 other stories I'm writing. I basically carry that rag down there, that Orange County Courier. If it wasn't for me, they wouldn't even have a newspaper. And meanwhile, I got my niece and my nephew here. I'm babysitting them because my brother and my sister-in-law, they're off to another Hawaiian island someplace. So, you know, I got a lot going on, man. And I'm trying to do the best I can, okay?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. He sounds like he's under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, do you think so? I don't know if we should call him back or not.
I don't know, man. Was
he okay, bud, when you called him?
Yeah, he was fine.
He probably is overworked. He probably is overworked, you know? I'll tell you, one of the things that's overworking that guy is this whole gay man, gay journalist, gay man, gay journalist. He ought to just back off of that, you know?
No, Phil, that is Doug's identity. That is his persona. That's his public persona.
Well, he's just constantly hammering it, And if anybody, he feels, it's like he's got to protect it like it's a fort. All right, we'll be right back. See if you can get Doug back on the line. He doesn't have to go on the air. I just want to make sure he's all right.
Yeah, okay.
Phil Henry Show.
No, I'm gay.
Phil Henry.
Doug Danger is back with us. Doug Danger is back with us. Listen, I'm sorry, Doug.
No. I got to apologize. I hung up on you. I shouldn't have done that.
But I know you're under a lot of pressure. You got a lot of jobs to do there at the paper, and you are taking care of your niece and nephew.
Yeah, and I keep telling them to turn down the TV. Honest to God, you guys.
Did they do their homework?
Yeah, they did. So I'm having a hard time. You know, they come over. I'm the uncle, so.
Well, this is like the second time I've talked to you and you've been babysitting them.
Yeah, let me tell you what. My brother Eric is works for the David Murdoch. He works for that Dole Pineapple, right? So he goes to Hawaii and he does a lot of business trips over there. And like half the time he takes his wife, you know, my sister-in-law Katie. So that's fine. I don't no problem with that. But you know.
Well, maybe you should stop saying yes to babysitting.
Well, I would, but who's going to take care of them?
Well, come on, man. Isn't there any other family?
I don't know. I mean, my brother's here. That's it. I only have my brother. Our parents are dead. So I guess I'm it.
Well, I think that sucks that they're you know, laying it on you.
What did you mean you don't know if you have family?
I don't know. Hell, my old man got around. I could have a half-brother out there. I could have a step. I got all... You know, the apple don't fall far from the tree, and the fact is, we are trash from North Carolina, no question about it. You know, I come out here, my parents come out here after, I was the first one to come to California, then my parents moved out here when they retired, and...
Where do they live?
They're dead now, but they were in...
I know, and I'm sorry to hear that.
But they were in Laguna Beach. Now, my brother Eric lives in Westlake Village, that's where the Dole Pineapple is. And I'm down here in Orange County, okay? That's fine. I love my niece and nephew, don't get me wrong, but it's like late at night, and I'm trying to tell you I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, now just relax, okay? You guys have a feature that you're running that Margaret...
Yes, I want to tell them about Whose Ass is Kickable. Is that the article?
Yeah, Whose Ass is Kickable is an idea that I had when I saw these child stars, and I said to my editor, Gene Percy, I said, look, why don't we do Whose Ass is Kickable? He says, what are you talking about? I said, leave it to me. Just get out of my... Which I usually say to my editor, I'll say, hey, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'll say, hey, look, Gene, back off. Just back up and give me room, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Give me room. And he'll be like, oh, yeah, okay. I said, I got an idea, and the idea is this. Whose ass can I kick, or whose ass is kickable? And that's going to do two things. It's going to take a lot of the pressure off of me that I've been under to run this paper because you guys couldn't run a Chinese fire drill to take care of my niece and nephew who are over, you know, because my brother's, you know, off on vacation with his wife, to do every article in this newspaper. I got to get up and do a cover, you know, all kinds of gay, you know, you got me on gay pride parades from here to Christmas. And every gay pride parade I get sent out to. And that's why I've become very homophobic. And
well, that's a new one. You know, I'll tell you one thing, Doug. It's interesting to talk to you because of all the gay people I've talked to, man, you are really weird.
I'm weird? What's weird about me?
Having sex with women? Your top-level gay journalists, and then when you run through them, now beautiful women.
Only beautiful women. All right, let me... Hold on. Hey, Jared, why don't you turn the TV down just a little bit? Thank you. Oh, baby.
Well, look, why don't you just put them to bed?
Because they got their homework done. Yeah, I don't know. I'm busy.
It's 11:30 at night.
I'm busy. You know what? They're almost out of school. Hey, there's a reason why they like staying with me. Okay, I'm not gonna be I'm not gonna run them like their mom and dad. Okay, they'll go back to mom and dad. And say, yeah, Uncle, you know, Uncle Doug is a pain in the ass and everything. So, would you go back and tell your dad that I'm just a big bad guy? Yeah, see, they like me. All right, now here is the feature I want to do. It's called Whose Ass is Kickable. All right, see, this first picture here is Justin Bieber, who thinks he's a badass. Hold on, man. Back it up. Back it up. Back it up, bud. Back it up.
I'm trying to.
But don't click forward until he tells you to, all right? Now we... Okay, there it is.
Back it up, man. Okay, there, yeah. Justin Bieber. I could kick his ass around the block for drill. Okay, let's just talk straight. I don't care how badass he thinks he is. There he is on the left, and he looks like a woman. There he is on the right. He's taking on a little bit of a masculine look.
I want to ask you something, Doug. What about Justin Bieber asking to be taken seriously as an artist?
Well, I think he should be taken seriously as an artist as soon as he does something that, you know... I think the guy's good, and he will be taken seriously as an artist, but the dude, he's a kid, man, and he looks female. I mean, there's all kinds of... It's everything that could possibly be wrong with this guy is wrong with him, okay? And now, he's leading off my new series, Whose Ass is Kickable, and the first thing I say, well, I could kick his ass.
Are you talking about you kicking ass?
Well, what do you think this is about, man? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Yes.
All right, so whose ass is kicking... I've never heard of an entertainment reporter like this.
Well, I think it's refreshingly candid. I think there is...
Hey, hold on, will you, Margaret? You know, it's my segment. All right.
Sorry for breathing.
No, well, as long as you don't use up all the air. All right, I'm sorry, Margaret, but I got to move on, okay? I got greener pastures to mow, and so there's Justin Bieber, and whose ass is kickable? I could kick his ass from here to Christmas, okay? You got that one, Phil?
Yeah, I got it, okay. So what are you going to write?
What am I talking to myself, man? I'm going to go...
Well, I'm just going to write, there's Justin Bieber, I can kick his ass.
Yes.
I think that's pretty good, man. I'd read that.
I'd read it, too. There'd be pictures, and there's copy.
Yeah, here's a picture of Justin Bieber. I could kick his ass.
No, man. I talk about how I'd kick ass. Okay?
Why? Why do you talk about that?
Because I think it's something people need to know. I think they need to know about their favorite celebrities and artists and whether I could kick their ass. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I think some of these people, I would never do it to them, and I think some of these people, vicariously, I think the audience wants me to kick ass and take names. So there's Justin Bieber. I'd kick his ass around the block for drill. Next up, bud. Okay, here is Drew Barrymore. Now, she's a girl. I'd never hit her. I'd never hit a girl. But another girl, if they got into a bitch slap fight, something like that, Phil, and let's say I'm a girl, okay, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. A lot of guys think I'm a girl already. Well, really, step up to the plate, man, because as soon as I get done with Bieber, I'll take you out, too. And
boy, Doug, you know, you've always had this attitude. You've always had this chip on your shoulder.
Well, I wouldn't have a chip on my shoulder. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So there's Drew Barrymore. Now, if you want, you know, I'm a gay man, so you want to call me a little sissy, okay, fine. If I sissied it down all the way to girl, if I sissied it all the way down to the girl level, and I got into a bitch slap fight with this bitch, I'd kick her ass, too. I'd beat up on Justin Bieber, then I'd morph into a chick, kick her ass off a cliff, because that's the only way you're going to fix that face. And
good God, man.
Where is all this anger coming from, Doug?
No anger, I'm just telling you.
That's the only way you're going to fix that face.
Got that right. So, Drew Barrymore, I love you. Drew, if you're listening, I love you. But if I got sissied down to chick level, I'd beat your ass and drop you head first off a cliff right down here near Carlsbad. Okay, next picture. Next picture. Come on, man. Where is it? Come on. Next picture, man. We're burning daylight, man.
There it is.
Oh, Danny Bonaducci. This guy's beautiful. I'd beat this guy's ass like a drum. Now...
Come on, man. Now, Danny Bonaducci is a little... He's kind of a badass.
What? A badass? Why? Because he's got a tattoo? Let me tell you what, man. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, this guy Bonaducci, he may be... To be honest with you, he might be a member of the club. Because didn't this guy get busted with a transsexual or something like that?
I don't know. I think he did.
Yeah, huh? That doesn't happen by accident. Any guy that gets busted with a transsexual, he loves it. He was loving it, man. He cries. He's probably breaking down and weeping in his cell because the cops interrupted it. Now, when you look at Danny Bonaducci as he's flexing his muscle there, just imagine me bouncing this guy's head off the hood of a Jeep and then just throwing him like it's an old suit coat into a dumpster. That's what I do to him. Next.
Hey, Doug.
Next time. Look, we don't have all that much time.
Let me look at the clock, if you don't mind. So Danny Bonaducci, the guy that I saw on TV kick a few asses.
What asses did you see him kicking on TV?
That one guy on stage I told you about. He flipped that guy over his head.
Well, whatever, man. That dude didn't even see it coming. I mean, that guy was being all exuberant and everything, and Danny Bonaducci's in his usual foul mood, and the guy jumped him, the Bonaducci picked the guy up and drove his head halfway through the stage. I mean, I don't think that dude saw that coming. You know, I guarantee you, when I take Danny Bonaducci and I kick his ass around the block for drill, man, I'll send him a telegram. I'll give him a two-day heads up.
Do you hate Danny Bonaducci? Do you have a problem with him?
Not at all. I think he's funny. I think he's tremendous.
Then why would you talk about beating the guy's ass?
Because that's the guy. I could kick his ass. Quit asking stupid questions, man, you know?
All right. Jeez. All right, Brian Bonzal, or Bonzal.
Brian Bonzal. Yeah, I beat his ass. I beat his ass bloody. That guy used to be on the TV. That guy, it was that little tiny kid on, what was that show?
That show was, jeez. Oh, Family Ties.
Oh, yeah, I beat his ass bloody. Any dude that puts on neck tattoos and he's not ganged up or anything like that, which is what this Brian Bonzal did, you got to be ganged. If you ain't in a gang and you're doing neck tattoos, you better expect to get your ass kicked. I mean, you'd have to kick a guy's ass like that just to keep everything honest and pure and the American way. All right, so that's that. Next up here is, oh, yeah, Todd Bridges. I'd kick his ass and take names, man. I'd kick his ass and I'd take the names of everybody that just stood there to watch. Next.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
What are you talking about, man? I'm a gay...
Hold on. No. I can't listen to this anymore.
Well, it's fascinating, I think.
Yeah, talk about all the ass you could kick.
Oh, talking about all the asses he could get. Every guy, he's kicking his ass. He even said he'd sissy down to a girl and beat Drew Barrymore by dropping off a cliff. There's something wrong with the guy. He's pissed off tonight. He almost had a, what do you call it? He almost had a damn meltdown here when he hung the phone up. Yeah, that guy's jacked up, man. Doug Danger, Orange County Courier, catch his report, whose ass is kickable? In the Orange County Courier. All right, it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I guess we have to talk about this gruesome situation here where police finally shot and killed this scumbag who hacked that poor soldier to death. It's unbelievable. It's just an unbelievable story. In London, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
what story
there? Is our bitch.
Mind.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Right, welcome back. I'm not going to do that thing.
Well, why would you want to do that?
I don't want to talk about that. I just there's certain things that will make me commit homicide, and that's one of them. So I just don't want to talk about it. Anyway, welcome to the program, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. That thing in London, it's better left to the authorities, and we'll sort that out later. However, the good news continues here for Charles Ramsey. And this is the gentleman that kicked down the door that got those girls out of that house, those women that had been taken hostage and had been held captive for so many years. And here's a chap who is a dishwasher at a local restaurant someplace. And he's sitting in his house and he says, quote, I'm having my McDonald's, when he hears a woman, quote, going nuts. And he goes over there and she says, I can't get the door open. He says, well, hell, I'll open the door for you. And they started banging this door open. And anyway, he was made famous by this for putting down his Big Mac and help free these women.
Now, how many people, Phil, and I don't mean to be, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, people put a Big Mac down.
I think a lot of people would put down a Big Mac.
Well, I mean... Talk about how to have a lunch, you know.
A lot of people, and Phil, this is what I think you don't understand. A lot of people are going to keep on eating that Big Mac because that means more to them, and I know that it sounds unusual, it means more to them than life itself.
The Big Mac.
The Big Mac means more to them than life itself is different from saying that a Big Mac is more important than another person's life, because anybody that says it's more important than life itself, that person needs a psychiatrist.
Yeah, what about the guy who said a Big Mac more important than a person's life?
That person needs a psychiatrist. That person probably needs a whole lot. I mean, look, I don't think, you know, my view of humankind is the following thing. I know that people are afraid, but I think that if people didn't act, it wouldn't be because they would rather enjoy their Big Mac. I think the thing that would keep them from acting is they're afraid. They're afraid of what's going on. They don't want to get involved. That's the most odious and yet probably the most common of all human reactions to emergency, danger, etc. It isn't that we would rather eat our Big Mac. It's that we're frightened and we don't want to get involved and we'd best just stay away.
Well, I mean, that's quite a judgment.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, really? So what about the guy with the Big Macs?
Well, I mean, that guy's got guts and everything, but me, if I had a Big Mac and a lady said, hey, help, 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 I know I'd want to finish it.
Yeah, that's the only thing we're saying.
You ain't saying nothing, man, as usual. You know you want to finish it.
How much is a Big Mac? Bud, do the math. All right.
Yeah, okay.
The Big Mac, the quarter pounder with cheese, or as I've heard you say, with chi. What does that mean, with chi?
I'm joking around. It's like a working class or a poor person who can't pronounce the TH.
Well, I don't understand it. But anyway, the Big Mac is, I don't know how much money. You get the quarter pounder with cheese. You've got your fries. You've got that. Now a woman is screaming, God help me, he's going to kill me. And you've got two more Big Macs. I think, and I've seen my son react this way, I think that they're going to eat the Big Mac. I think it's bad. I think that those people, yes, you're right, their values are wrong. But Jason J. Delmonico, the woman across the street was robbed about three, she was kidnapped, that's it. A car pulled up in front of the house. They kidnapped the woman. She was screaming as they dragged her by her hair. And Jason J. Delmonico had, I got to ask him what it was. Jason, honey, if you're listening, was it it was a Whopper or a Wendy Whopper or something like that?
Wait a minute. Your son saw a woman being kidnapped?
Yes. They're a very wealthy family across the street.
Dragged by her hair into a car.
Don't get dramatic, Phil.
Is that what you said?
Yes, but you're about to indict my son, I can tell.
Well, and what did your son do?
He was eating the McWendy or whatever they call it.
They call it a McWhopper.
A McWhopper?
No, they don't, man. It's Burger King.
Well, it was a McWendy. What's the square hamburger?
That's Wendy's.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, it's probably a...
I don't care, okay? So he was having a hamburger that he liked.
Yes.
And he sat there.
He said he was stunned. And he had the hamburger, and he was chewing on it, and he watched it. He said it was almost like a television show. By the time he realized what had happened, he'd finished the malt. And I said, what else were you doing? And he said, Mom, I don't want to say. And I said, Jason, I'm your mother. I'm Mommy. You know I won't judge you. He said, well, I was doing that bad thing that you're not supposed to do. So I said, all right, darling.
So he was masturbating?
I'd rather you not. It's none of your business.
Well, you brought it up.
It's none of your business. So I said, Jason, darling, all right, so you saw the woman, Mrs. Shermer is her name, you saw her being kidnapped. Yes, Mom. I said, so you ate your hamburger, you finished your malt, and you masturbated. Yes, Mom. While all this was happening. Well, he said, I went and did the last thing after they'd taken her.
So he didn't call the cops?
Not that I know of, no.
He didn't call the police. He didn't call you. He saw this woman being taken away in a car, kidnapped, and he went to his room and masturbated.
I'm going to the toilet.
Oh, come on. Will you, Margaret?
No, I won't have my family laughed at.
Oh.
What are you laughing about?
You don't find that funny? I'm laughing my ass off. You crazy? The kid's eating a McWendy or whatever. You guys are really killing me, man. You don't know the difference between a Whopper and what McDonald's serves?
Not a Whopper. I told you it's Burger King.
I don't know. I think. What's your source on that?
Oh, get out of here, bud. A Whopper is from Burger King. What's his source? How about the Burger King stand?
Well, okay, but you don't have it here. I can go get one right now.
No, you're not. Okay, so you guys don't... I bet you, bud, I could take you to In-N-Out and you'd think you're eating McDonald's.
No way, no way. That's a whole different... Are you crazy or something? That's a whole different way of living, man. But In-N-Out...
Uh-huh. So if that's all so different, man, how is it you got Whopper being sold at McDonald's?
Whopper, McDonald's, there's no difference between them. But then you go to In-N-Out, yeah, now you're talking, man.
All right. I can't argue with that. But in any event... So you're sitting there. What's your favorite hamburger?
In-N-Out.
What's you, Robert?
Probably In-N-Out. Yeah, my favorite hamburger is In-N-Out or probably...
You know it's In-N-Out.
I know, but there's one other one I like. I like In-N-Out, and I do like Big Mac.
What? You told me it was only In-N-Out.
All right, fine, fine.
What's yours?
Back when I ate hamburgers, In-N-Out. So In-N-Out wins across the board. Now, you got the In-N-Out burger, your favorite hamburger in the world.
Yeah, you got In-N-Out fries, too.
Yeah, those are fine, man.
All right, In-N-Out fries, too, and a chocolate malt.
Yeah.
And you're eating this, and you see a lady getting kidnapped. What do you do?
Probably would call, depending upon whether I had to, wanted to go to the fry. If I got an In-N-Out burger in one mitt, and I got the other mitt's free,
yeah,
I'll probably go to the French fry before I go to the phone.
Boy, you guys have got no moral compass at all.
What?
You've got no moral compass at all.
What's that?
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. If I have one mitt free, I go to the fry.
Phil Hendry.